moment, President.
Yes.
Well, how are you, Ted Kennedy?
I'm glad to hear from you. I checked on you yesterday, and they told me that you...
Well, we're making great progress up here. They just announced this morning they're not going to operate, so they're giving me a few more months on my back up here, but I'm going to beat their estimates and hope to get on home by Thanksgiving time.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's the best news.
My son came up and looked under the covers and was looking for my broken back, and when he couldn't see it, he thought I was sort of sitting on faking it out up here. But they've been a great joy, and we're getting some things done up here.
Well, I can't keep a good man down.
Well, we're going to get up and around. Mr. President, we had a very nice invitation from Governor Harriman to have a reception at the convention on Thursday after the election of the presidential and vice presidential candidates on Thursday afternoon for Mrs. Kennedy. And she would come to the convention for that afternoon and have a reception which would be for Mrs. Kennedy and the members of the family and the of course the president and the vice presidential candidate. And she was Jackie has indicated that she'd be delighted to accept this, but of course we wanted to have this meet accord with your wishes on the arrangements at the convention. I've taken the liberty of when this invitation came to ask Mrs. Fitzgerald, who would handle most of the reception for the president and Jackie and 52 and 58 and 60, to go down and see at the facilities down at the Atlantic City and to be sure that it would be conducive to having a reception which would be dignified and would be sort of a free-for-all there, which probably wouldn't serve the purposes for anyone, and that would certainly reserve any kind of acceptance of the invitation of the governor pending this kind of decision. She went down and was in touch with Leonard Wrench and Joe Gorman down there in order to coordinate her efforts with the National Committee, and came back last evening and said they'd been able to, at the Jovial Hotel, acquire a place which would be suitable and adequate, and thought that this would meet all the problems. So I wanted, before going any further, to talk to you to, first of all, in the off of the family, indicate that it would be greatly honored if you would be there and the vice presidential candidate, and also whether you felt that this would be something which would be just the spirit of the convention itself.
Someone mentioned it to me when I got in from New York last night. I told him to talk to Ken O'Donnell and see, I think the housing man, someone up there called and said that Polly was there. I know her. I worked with her in Texas 1960. She organized a number of things for Lady Bird and Ethel and some of them. And that's all I know about it. I will get right back in touch with Kenny and see what he's done. He and Walter Jenkins were the ones that talked to me about it, and he was going to explore it, and I see no reason why it wouldn't work out fine. I don't know when I'm going to be there. I believe their plans were for me to come in that night and not go to the convention before that time, but that wouldn't have anything. I believe Ms. Johnson will be there Wednesday night, but I'll do that, and if I may, call you back maybe in the morning as soon as I get a chance to, and we'll work it out where it's something we'll all be proud of, and that we, many of us as possible, can participate in.
Fine. Well, that'd be fine.
Now, this is, you say Ms. Kendi, you're talking about Jackie?
That's right.
Or your mother?
Jackie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, what, I didn't get the Harriman thing. What did
now,
you?
Now, he indicated that he would do this. He would sort of give this.
Oh, yeah.
Under his sponsorship, that seemed to me that he indicated he'd do it as invite a lot of other people to be on a committee and do whatever would be satisfactory part, but it seemed to be such a limited time. Now, really, 2 weeks that, to do any of this, we thought that this would be just suitable if he wanted to have this, to let him just host the reception. And what they at that Deauville Hotel, they'd come in, the delegates would come in there on the Thursday afternoon, and they'd probably be seated, Frederick March would do those readings again, and then as they filed out into an adjacent room, that receiving line would just greet them, and they'd go into the adjacent room and have their reception refreshments in there. This larger room, the seating at the Dovio would seat 1,800, and if there was necessary to have a second group would come in, and they could do it twice. Those were sort of some of the tentative thoughts on this, but we wanted to at least make sure before going ahead on this at all, to at least make sure that this type of thing could be done with dignity and be done well before getting to a point where we'd sort of go ahead and say, well, let's either do it or not, and wanted to get a look at the facilities, because too often if it isn't done carefully, I know that it wouldn't be, probably wouldn't have the kind of a taste that Jack would really like.
I some time ago told our people, Ken, to see that Jackie was urged to come if she felt disposed to do so. I didn't know really how to do it. I didn't know the one that would be the best one to extend that invitation. Bailey would probably be the head person, but I felt it maybe ought to be somebody pretty close to the family. So I told Ken O'Donnell to see that she was invited, and of course I want to do anything and everything I can at any time to make her as happy and as pleased as she can be under the circumstances, and I would look with favor on participating and contributing anything I could to that end. I will have Ken Walter contact Harriman and get back to you sometime in the morning.
Fine.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Hope you get along fine, Ted.
Thanks, and congratulations on that South Vietnam golf. Certainly, it was tremendous. I know you've received it from everyone, but one more voice.
I appreciate it, Ted. I sure do. And you got a mighty bright future, and I'm mighty happy things are coming so good, and I want to help any way I can on it. And I'll get back to you on this thing tomorrow.
Thanks.